Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra. This is India Zulu 6. Bravo Alpha Juliet.
India Zulu 6, Bravo Alpha Juliet. This is Oscar Romeo 4, ISS. How do you read?
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. I am very happy. All students from Aquila is very happy for your... Frank, Samantha Cristoforetti for you. Over.
You're still coming in broken. Can you speak slowly and clearly, please?
Frank, good morning to you again, and good morning to the commander of the International Space Station. It's wonderful, it's a great feeling, a great emotion for me, and a great honor to be able to talk with you. And I think for all the students here in L'Aquila, I want to say thank you so much for being with us a second time. I am Samantha Cristoforetti, and I was recently selected as a new astronaut of the European Space Agency. Over.
Samantha, nice to talk to you. And also, good day from Gennady, who is actually taking pictures right now of your country. So it's very nice to talk to you from the International Space Station.
Okay, Frank, you are ready for to continue the sequence of the question. Number 14, okay, Frank, over.
You're coming in broken again. Say again slowly, please.
Question number 14.
Roberto, when did you decide to become an
astronaut? Yes.
Roberto, when did you decide to become an astronaut? Over.
That the Columbia space shuttle flew to space. I was in the military school studying as a pilot and as an engineer. And when I saw the Columbia, I thought by myself that I also wanted to fly to space. And from that moment, I started working to becoming an astronaut.
Daniele, who is the younger astronaut has ever been on board ESS? Over.
The youngest astronaut that did a long-duration space flight on board of the ISS was Volkov. He's a Russian cosmonaut that flew last year. He was 35. But we also had some younger people on orbit of ISS. Mark Shuttleworth, for example, who flew in 2002, was only 27 years old. Over.
Ilaria, how do you prepare yourself to live in the space?
To live in space is you have to prepare yourself by training a lot, by doing a lot of physical fitness training, because you need to be in good health to fly to space, and you also need to prepare yourself mentally, because staying 6 months in space in a small volume with six people is not easy. Over.
Laura, can you drink a cafe espresso on ISS? Over.
No, we cannot drink espresso coffee on the ISS. We don't have an espresso machine here, unfortunately, because we would all like it. And Gennady is smiling and nodding to me as well that he would also like it. But we have only coffee in packs, so it's our more American-style coffees that we have.
Alessandro, can you produce a soap bubble inside the ESS? Over.
Yes, we can produce soap bubbles inside of the ISS. It's a lot of fun, of course, because they float around for a long time. But we have to be careful with water, because water and electricity do not go very well together. And as everything is floating around here, water can very easily float into the electrical system. So when we play with water bubbles or with soap bubbles, we need to be very careful of the ISS. Over.
What would you say to encourage young people to become astronauts? Over.
To young people who want to become astronauts, I would like to say that, first of all, of course, they need to study very well and get a good education, but for sure, they also need to dream about space. It's very important to dream about space and to believe in your dreams. And this is not only true for becoming an astronaut. A lot of younger people, other young people, want to become other things. School teachers, hairdressers, football players. It doesn't matter what you want to become. But if you want to become something, you need to dream about it and you need to pursue your goals.
Emanuele, would you like to explore the moon? Over.
I very much would like to explore the moon. I think it would be a great thing to fly back to the moon and to walk on the moon. Unfortunately, it will not be for my generation, but it will be for the next generation of young astronauts that ESA has just recruited. And as you know, the two Italian astronauts, maybe one of them or maybe even both, could walk on the moon. Over.
Frank, this is Samantha Cristoforetti again. We would like to thank you again so much on behalf of all the students here in L'Aquila. It's been wonderful to talk with you. Thank you so much. Over.
Samantha, it has been a real pleasure to talk to you from orbit. And let's hope that we can repeat this experience in the future. And give all my best regards to all the students there, to all the teachers, and to all the people who made the contact possible. It was a real pleasure for me.
Thank you very much for this second contact, Frank. Thank you very much from Aquila. Good luck, 73.
And we all wish you a very good time there in Italy. Bye.